Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his core. Said there's a red boy now.
Oh, Stevie Ray bringing us back to late, great SRV. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chip Bell is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of the Chip Bell Group, the author of Sprinkles and so many other books that you're going to want to read and commit to memory to love up your customers even more than you're already doing it. ChipBell.com, right, Chip?
That's correct. Thank
All right, you, so Jim. Check that out. You mentioned spring break.
Yeah.
In the previous segment, what does spring break have to do with customer care? I mean, people are just there for one week and then they're gone. Why should we care?
That's true, but they generally, if you look at the research, particularly small business research, if you're in an area that is affected by spring break, they surely bring in a lot of revenue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if we don't deliver them the kind of service that I think is important, they can also do a lot of damage.
Right.
in their wake. And so I think thinking about how do we serve this unique customer and how do I get past the stereotypes and deliver the kind of experience where they not only come into my establishment and to spend a lot of money, but they also come in and deliver the kind of respect that takes care of my property and doesn't vandalize it or shoplift.
So you're saying customer service is not just about delivering products; it's about customer behavior.
Absolutely.
So tell tell us how that works.
Okay, I think first of all is the tendency is when we think about spring break, we think about spring breakage. What are they going to break? I think it starts with think of that individual as a guest. And how do I treat this guest with specialness? How do I create the kind of experience they say, I like going there, let's go there. And again, it's treating them with the kind of respect that they're far less likely to trash your establishment. And as we were talking earlier, it's looking at things that they value that's important to them. But it's more than that. I look for ways to say, what can I do to add some sprinkles? For example, spring break's coming. Why not put up some signage that acknowledges that and say, come here, we're excited to serve you. Look for ways to do that. Look for ways to decorate the bathroom. Well, what would that be like? What if you had a website or a Wi-Fi, but what you had to get on the Wi-Fi is gated? Obviously, but you need a password. Why not make the password something funny, something different, something mm-hmm. unique? You know, Adele. The password today is Adele. You know, and look for ways to think, how do I create easy access and friendly servers and, you know, make the processes accommodating to them? I think all the ways that we treat them noticeably respectful. Not that you have to be a kid again. Not that you have to be, you know, when kids come in, they expect an adult. And they like honesty, they like authenticity, they don't expect you to act like you're 18 years old. But I think the more we treat them with respect, the more they're going to respect your establishment and not damage property and shoplift.
Well, don't you think that one of the ways people treat you with respect is if when they meet you they feel like you've got self-respect?
Absolutely.
And not only self-respect about yourself and your behavior, but self-respect about your property, meaning part of it is making sure when they show up that the property is in good condition so they'll say, well, these people obviously care a lot about their property.
Yep, and they will take care of it with you. And you're going to obviously have somebody who crosses the line. And again, once in a while, they've had way too much to drink or whatever, and they're going to act stupid or crazy or inappropriately. And I think the way in which you step in to intervene and take care of that is going to signal that you do care about your property and you do care about other customers who might not be on spring break that are going to be there to bring you revenue after the students are along and gone.
Right.
So I think how we demonstrate that care and concern for our property in front of their peers. Part of it is maybe sometimes pulling a peer aside and said, I need your help. This obviously this your colleague had a little more drink. Can you help me get them under control? I want to take care of this property and my other customers. And a lot of times peer pressure will be much more effective than playing a parental pressure because they're usually in a fairly rebellious state anyway.
What about signage? What about signage, Chip? What if you said something? If you said something like, "Thank you for being on your best behavior in our family establishment."
Thank you for taking care of our property. Thank you for all the ways that we say instead of no. Look for ways to make it a positive thing. And sometimes we can do that in a funny way.
Thank you for not knocking my door down.
Well, yeah, something that's funny. I always love that sign that says unattended children will be given an espresso and a free puppy.
Right. Right.
So it's a funny, comical way to say, keep your kids in tow when you're in here. But looking for those unique and unusual ways to say that thing. We want a fun establishment. We want you to enjoy yourself while you're here. But at the same time, we need your help.
Hey, Chip, I need your website again, please.
ChipBell.com.
Doesn't get any easier than that. Hey, Chip, good job today.
My pleasure. Always fun to be with you, Jim.
Will you come back soon?
I'll be delighted to.
We'll see you next time. Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen, Sprinkles. That's a new book, Creating Awesome Experiences Through Innovative Service. Mr. Chip Bell, he's forgotten more about how to take care of customers than most of us will ever know. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Here's Steve Miller to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.